archivist at a private school. So my entire life revolves around hanging out in dusty rooms and looking through old materials. And my goal eventually is to know absolutely everything about everything from working in different archives. So as of now, I'm tackling this school and also the CITR and Discorder archives. And eventually I'll be like an omnipotent being. Don't we all want to be that? I don't know. Anyways, today is June 19th. And in the U.S., we celebrate Juneteenth. I don't know if it's like that big of a thing in Canada. From my understanding, it's not really a holiday here, but there are people that celebrate it. It's basically like a, it's referred to as a second Independence Day in the U.S. And it is celebrated annually, June 19th, and it commemorates the end of slavery. It became a federal holiday in 2021, which is pretty recent, but it's been around since 1865, apparently. So to my knowledge, there's no celebrations happening today in Vancouver. I maybe haven't done enough research to know. I know that the Black Culture Celebration has happened in the past in 2020. I think 2023 was the last time they threw an event. Unfortunately, they have not received much support from the government, so they haven't been able to host it in the recent years and this year. So I definitely encourage you to look into what's going on in the city and maybe follow their Instagram. It's BCC Van City. And on that note, you know, I like to plug certain events that are happening in the city that are sort of like relevant to what's going on. Summer Solstice and Indigenous Peoples Day is this June 21st on Saturday. And the Vancouver Black Library is hosting a Summer Solstice Healing Circle. And it's at the Vancouver Black Library, which is 268 Key First Street. It's in Chinatown. And it is, oh, this is happening June 20th, so tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So yeah, if you're around, check it out. It's sliding tier scale for tickets. It goes from $15 to $35. And I'm sure it'll be a very lovely event, a very, very lovely community event, and much needed giving, given, you know, like what's going on, what's constantly happening in the world. So, yeah. And there's also the Coastal Jazz Festival happening starting the 21st and going till early July, which is super exciting. I hope I can attend some events. And fun fact, Augustus Pablo's birthday is June 21st. He passed away, but he was born on a June 21st, which I think is so sick. Augustus Pablo is one of my favorite artists, founding father of dub, early reggae. He's pretty awesome. Check him out. And yeah, as always, I am currently located in the traditional and unceded territories of the Musqueam Nation at UBC. And I am incredibly grateful and I hold an incredible amount of privilege to be a settler on this land since 2021. And I am very grateful that I have the opportunity to share history of this institution of CITR and Discorder, which is a huge part of the city's culture. And I always say that history is never in the past, and we must always remain aware and critical of the systems that brought us here and where we are today. So wherever you're listening from, think of where you are and how you got there. let's listen to some music, shall we? So I picked this issue. It's the fifth ever issue of Discorder. It is June 1983. And I posted it on Instagram. I love the cover. It's like, it's titled the Summer Fun Issue. And it's like women wearing bikinis on the beach. And there's a lot of good stuff here. And I love that it was like short enough to fit in an Instagram post. That's like never happened before. And these charts are great. I have to be so selective with what I play, but I hope whoever's listening enjoys my picks. And I'm going to start off with Shriekback's Care. Oh my god. Did you guys know about this? Like, well, first of all, it's like number one in the albums chart. And they're formed in England in 1981. And it's Barry Andrews of Ecstasy and Dave Allen, formerly of Gang of Four. And then it's Carl Marsh from Out on Blue Six. And it's a three piece, and I love three pieces. So I was like so excited to listen to this, and I listened to the full album last night, and I loved it so much. And there's this comment on the, it's not on Spotify, first of all, so you have to listen to it on YouTube. I'm gonna play a couple tracks from it, the first two tracks. And this person commented at Brit and That's All. This person says, I picked this up in DC when it came out, and upon bringing it home to West Virginia at the height of summer heat and put this on as the day turned to night, really couldn't believe the depth of it all, given its seeming simple elements. This was before the era of subwoofers and home theaters and CD ability to replicate the lows Dave Allen was pushing through my vintage RTR speakers, nearly melting the turntable as I played Clear Trails again and again. Proof the three-member band's better, bigger groups in so many ways. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I just ate this up. So we're going to listen to the first two tracks titled Lined Up and Clear Trails. Here we go.
Tired of all this.
I feel like I should explain why I got so excited about this and why, I guess, like, this comment too. I love hot summer nights. We don't get a lot of those in Vancouver. Like, not that hot. But in the past, when I have experienced hot summer nights, and you can experience those here too. I don't know, just something about them. And I've noticed that I gravitate to very, like, 80s sounds when I make my summer playlists. And it's always determined by what I listen to at night. So it's always a hot summer night. Like, I'm a big fan of Television Personalities, The Gun Club, Charlie Garcia, which I'll talk about after, Psychic TV, a lot of Cleaners from Venus, just kind of like very lo-fi sounding stuffs, Suicide as well. So I got really excited about this because it's so cool. It's so 80s sounding, and this man, Britain, that's all, listened to it. It remembers listening to it on a hot summer night. So that's freaking awesome. Next up, we're going to listen to 586 by New Order. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's kind of long, but there's an album review of this album, which is Power, Corruption, and Lies in this issue. And the person that reviewed it says that 586 is like another different version of Blue Monday, which I had no idea. It's like a longer version with like different lyrics. And I was very curious about it. I hadn't actually listened to this album, but I know a couple tracks from it, but I had not listened to this one. So we're going to listen to it. This is 586 by New Order. So you can see what I mean here. If you know the song Blue Monday by New Order, it's quite similar. And the person who reviewed this album, Sukhvinder Johal, called it a grower. So there's that. I wouldn't know because I haven't listened to it. But yeah. Next up, we're going to listen to The Cutter by Echo and the Bunnymen. And they are placed, this album titled Porcupine is number 13 on the album charts.
What's the fingers close? Are you ready to transform your music career? Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music productions, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students shadow Sam at real DJ gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
This is Alex Runyons. My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love the most about making music. As a singer-songwriter, I am passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. While this album takes its inspiration from my own transformational experiences as of late, it's also for you. Life is hard. Hope is magical. Perspective allows us to balance both. With this album, my purpose is to lift people up into the clouds while keeping them grounded by what can be the harshness of reality. It's about humanity, hope, and healing. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is available wherever you love to listen to music. You can also visit alexrunyons.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
That I was a king without a queen, a sun without a moon, a life without a dream. Yeah, that's me without you, a dusk without a dawn.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And we're back. You're listening to the CIT Archive Show in You're listening to 101.9 FM, and this is the CIT Archive Show. The song that you heard before this quick ad break was Oblivious by Aztec Camera off their album Highland Hard Rain, and this is a number 39 in the album charts. Okay. They're Scottish, so that's cool. I hadn't heard of them before, and I like this. This is the beauty of hosting the show. I get to dig through old publications, look through charts, and dig up some old gems that I would have never come across in my life. And a lot of these things in the charts are not on Spotify at all. So I really encourage you all to, you know, if you want to do some digging, that's what we have. That's why we have the archives. You can come visit us. We're open in the summer, usually, kind of. We're working on reorganizing the music library. So we're here from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. And there's also the website, of course, the Discorder archives in the UBC library. You can access PDFs of every single Discorder issue for free. So you can do some digging, listen to stuff on your own. There's only so much I can fit in this episode because it seems like songs in the 80s were like on average 5 minutes long. So that's kind of long. Can't fit much. But I really do encourage you all to dig in and find some cool stuff. Also, I forgot to mention that my co-host, Michael, is out of town. I'm hosting the show alone for the first time. So, which is very new to me. It's fun, but it's very new. Michael is back home in Indonesia right now, and I miss him, and he's back next month, so we'll be back with Michael hosting fun stuff. We're gonna have like a few interviews coming up, some more like heavy, like research based episodes, so I'm excited for that. Next little thing we're gonna listen to is Swamp by Talking Heads. It is number one in the single charts, and it is off their album Speaking in Tongues.
Driving, oh, where we going? and solitude is never easy to maintain, except when it rains. So I hang an empty smile beneath my empty eyes and go out for a walk. The wet morning sun reflects off the paving stones while a little dog barks its head off in the distance. Oh, what a perfect day. Listen, unfulfilled beneath the sun. I see an old man fingering his perishing flesh. He tells himself he was a good man and did good things. Amused and confused by life's little ironies, he swallows his bottle of distilled damnation.
Goodbye, my feet are firmly screwed to the floor.
So that was You Disappear From View by the Teardrop Explodes off their album Wilder. And that is number 5 in the singles chart. And before that, you listened to Perfect by The off their Soul Mining album. And that is number 10 in the singles chart. as I was saying before, there's so many... There's a lot of good stuff here, and it's sad that I can't play all of it, but I can let you guys do that. Shout out to Bauhaus, Violent Femmes. What else? What else? What else do we have here? I found this band called Rip, Rig, and Panic, which I feel like is Jordy Greep fans would love, probably. It's very jazzy, very eccentric. Then there's a Phil Smith album, which is a Zulu Records thing, and you can listen to it on Bandcamp. There's this band called Dub Rifles from Winnipeg. Sorry. And then there's Jaw Wobble, who was interviewed. Was he interviewed or was it a show review in this issue? I don't remember. But he was touring during the time this issue came out. And there's a Roxy Music interview in this issue. Damn, I could have played Roxy Music. Whatever. Whatever. It's okay. We want to expose ourselves to new things. Then there's also a Ramones interview. And there's a really cute little ad for the Paper Fair of 1983. Which is so awesome. Just like celebrating paper in all of its formats. Yeah, check it out. It's on my Instagram as well. If you don't follow the Instagram, it's the CIT Archive Show. I post all the visual references to my episodes. My time is almost up here, but I wanted to leave you guys with one more track. It's not from the charts. This is Charly García, Argentinian rock legend. Oh my God, I love this man. Yeah, as I was saying before, I became obsessed with this album, Piano Bar, last summer, and it's just one of the best things I've ever listened to. And as of lately, like, I always circle back to it when, like, the weather starts getting warm, and, it's just a great evening album. This song that I've been obsessed with lately, it's called Total Interferencia, which means total interference. And there's a lyric that says, Tiene un radio para vivir, which means they have a radio in order to live. So good. And I recently found like a live performance of his on YouTube, and it's just him playing piano. And the person that posted it put in the description or commented on it saying, yeah, like I watched this in the 80s on the TV and I made sure to record it. And then 20 years later, posted it on YouTube. This man was like ahead of everyone, doing God's work, truly. We love an archivist. So, yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'll leave you with Total Interferencia by Charly García. Enjoy your Thursday. Enjoy summer solstice. Enjoy the summer. Celebrate indigenous people. Celebrate the sunshine. Yeah. Thank you. Enjoy the music.
Como el amor que se echa a perder, violamos todo lo que amamos.